You seem surprised. You did perform a succubus summoning ritual. What did you expect? Role playing? You were role playing. Oh, you got to be kidding me. No wonder you and your friends nearly jumped out of your skins. It's too bad they aren't here to help you. Oh, now you're wondering where they went off to. Don't worry about them, human. Tell me, though, did your role-playing involve a plan of what to do when a succubus actually shows up? Were you going to pretend to capture me? Or maybe try and escape? Or maybe you were thinking you could give me a sacrifice to appease me? Or were you thinking those pleading eyes of yours would grant you mercy? So naive. Is that book where you're getting all of these silly ideas from? Let's see what it says. The standard, you must come prepared to brace yourself against my irresistible charms. Oh, and on top of that, I'll try and use my magic to seduce you as well. And my telepathy. Why would I need to do those if I'm already irresistible? Anyways, I don't need to be telepathic to get into your head. I wonder, what does your book say you can offer me in exchange for, I assume, not taking your soul? Oh, virgin blood. How original. Let's see how this ritual is described. I'm surprised you even managed a successful summoning following this garbage. Oh, not only will this summon me, but performing this ritual will bind me to you as well. Ugh. Well, I don't feel very bound to you right now. And what's this? A description of me? Let's see what you have to say about a succubi. Succubi are not warriors. They flee combat whenever they can. You have got to be kidding me. The first line? Do I look like someone who would run from a fight to you? How absurd. Do you really think we rely solely on seducing you and that's it? And if you don't fall for that, what? We're out of luck? Well, we wouldn't be very good hunters if that were the case. I mean, your species is stupid, don't get me wrong, but you should give yourselves more credit. The majority of you don't fall for that. At least, not anymore. Like you humans, us demons have evolved to hunt our prey. While our beauty is still good for throwing you humans off balance, it's only one weapon in our arsenal we can choose from. We've adapted far beyond relying on such simple methods. Our wings, for example. Do you think we fly from city to city like birds migrating? No, while good for short hops, they're only large enough for us to fly and glide for short periods. And on top of that, if we can walk between your realm and hell, why wouldn't we just appear somewhere else if need be? Unlike the romanticized tales of us you tell, our wings are for trapping our often very uncooperative prey. Their size is perfect for wrapping around and holding you to us, the strong membrane constricting your body, making it difficult to move. And the spines on my wings, do you think they're just for show? You see, even with my wings wrapped around you, you still might be able to wriggle out of my grasp. And that just wouldn't do. So when us succubi wrap our wings around you, we stab our spines into you to make sure you have no chance of escaping. What a horrified look. I really do enjoy explaining that to you humans. Your eyes always get so big. But that's not the end of it either. No, no, no. We really do want to make sure our prey isn't going to escape. So on top of that, our wings have special glands that secrete chemicals out of our spines to help us capture our prey. But not just one chemical. We have many choices of what we can inject into you. A paralytic compound, perfect for those extra feisty humans, and for when we want to give our wings a break. A favorite among of those that us that prefer to savor the look in our prey's eyes as we take them, especially sleep paralysis demons. Psychoactive chemicals for when our prey is a little too smart for their own good and when we need to get inside your head as well as your pants. And admittedly, when we want to have a more entertaining meal. Stimulants for when our prey just can't keep up in more ways than one. Venom for those humans we don't want to keep around. And of course, aphrodisiacs. Something you humans just can't get enough of. Pleading, begging for more until you finally, your simple little minds just break from all the pleasure. Oh, and some analgesic and antibacterial compounds as well. We wouldn't want you humans to pass out from the pain. That is, unless you like that sort of thing. Plus, a few surprises you'll just have to find out on your own. But that's just our wings. Don't worry. We have plenty more where that came from. Powerful legs to chase you down. Muscular arms to hold you down. Hone claws to mark you as mine. And sharp teeth to taste you and to, well, you'll find out later. Looks that can and will kill, depending on our mood. And a soft, strong, warm mouth that can suck you dry, with lips that can kiss the light out of shyer prey. And of course, a hot, tight, and strong pussy that'll drain load after load after load until every last bit of strength has left your body. Everything I need to turn every last human I meet into a delicious morsel for me to eat. And you, my little treat, are going to experience every last thing I can inflict on you and more. Why? Well, my cute little human. Because I need a toy to play with. A punching bag to hit, a lab rat to experiment on, and maybe even a companion of my own, if you're good or bad. But most importantly, because I'm hungry. Now, since I've enlightened you, which one of us do you think is going to flee from this fight? That's right. Run. Good prey. Time to hunt. I see you running down there. Can you hear me? Jumping, gliding from rooftop to rooftop behind you, watching you. Gaining on you, waiting for the perfect time to strike. Oh, you're going to have to run faster than that if you want to save yourself. I'm getting closer and closer. Oh, no, no, no. They won't let you in. They can see what's chasing you. You're on your own, prey. Nobody will help you. Uh-oh. What's this? It looks like you've stumbled into a dead end. Oh, what an unfortunate term to use. There's no escape now, prey. No way out. Brick walls on three sides and me on the fourth. You could fight and try to get past me, but we both know you won't win. Although, by all means, go ahead. Maybe you'll prove your book right after all. That's good, prey. Fight me. Make me want you more. Show me the will I have to break. You're losing, prey. My wings are already around you. Can you feel them constricting you, squeezing you? It's getting hard to move, isn't it? But it's about to get harder. How about I dig some of my spines into your back? Oh, that seems to have given you some fight. Let's give you a little bit of that paralytic I mentioned earlier. I want to see the look on your face as the strength leaves your body. Good. Scream. Nobody can help you. Look into my eyes. I want to see the defeat in yours as you realize you can't escape. That you'll never escape. I can feel you getting weaker, struggling less. Just let my wings hold you to me. You're mine now. Mine to do whatever I want with. My little toy, my little meal, my little pet. There's so much for us to do. How about we fly up to that apartment there now that you're more compliant. It's a good thing it's a nice night. Whoever owns this place would probably be angry if we broke their window as well as their bed. Let's lay you out and get those pesky clothes off. I'll take mine off too. Now I'm going to put these pillows under you and around your head. I wouldn't want you to have to strain too much to watch the show. Your face is so warm now. And your cock is so hard so quickly, even with the rest of you paralyzed. Oh, already so turned on. Is this why you struggled so much? Because you knew you'd enjoy this? I wonder, have you had this exact fantasy before? Arms and legs splayed out, naked on a bed with a beautiful demonic temptress straddling your helpless body, poised, ready to drain every last drop of cum from you, as well as your soul. I'm not entirely convinced, though. Those were some hurtful things you said back there. I'll have to give you a good fucking just to be sure. I would say get ready, but we both know there's nothing you could do to prepare yourself, even if you could move. So, let's get started. Oh, I know I'm getting straight to riding you, but we already did the foreplay. I didn't want to bore you with more. Oh, there we go. I feel so good, don't I? I know you'd be screaming if you could. Screaming from the overwhelming pleasure. More pleasure than you've ever experienced or ever thought was possible. Oh, I feel my perfectly soft, warm, wet pussy sucking and squeezing your cock as I move up and down, sucking and squeezing, pulling at that load inside of you, and more. You will give me your seed, and you will give me your willpower, your energy, your essence, your soul, and you will love every single second of it. And I will know. Your eyes will betray you, just as your body will. I control you now. I own you. I can already see it. And now, I'm going to exert some of that control. Let's make sure that load you have stored up is the biggest you've ever had. I'll just take one of the spines on my wings and prick you right on the side of your neck. There we go. I'll hold that there for a little. Can you feel it? A little bit of pressure pulsing as it secretes my aphrodisiac right into your carotid artery. I should stop, but I think you can take just a little more. I want your first experience to be special. Oh, you're breathing so hard now. Can you feel it flowing through your veins? Every part of your body it courses through, getting more sensitive, reverberating waves of pleasure throughout your whole body. It's overpowering, isn't it? Oh, I think that's enough. I wouldn't want to do any permanent damage now, would I? Oh, look at you. You're even twitching your finger now. The pleasure must be unbearable for you to break through the paralysis. Let's continue. Oh, I wonder if your body survives this. Will your mind as well? Or will this be your first and last time with me? Oh, now you're getting close. I can feel something else twitching. That's it. Get your seed ready to give to me. Me and no one else. Feel it boil inside of you. Getting ready to explode into me as my pussy desperately sucks at your cock. That's it. Now come for me. That's it. Oh, give me everything. Let my cunt suck it out of you. Let me drain you until there's nothing left. Can you feel it? Oh, your essence being drained, your energy being sucked out of your very soul. You won't stop until I have what's mine. I'll milk you as long as I need to satisfy me. That's it. Just a little bit more. Don't pass out on me. Oh, there you go. Rest. Rest. Oh. You came so much. What a filling meal. I'll make sure I work up more of an appetite next time. Unless... Uh-oh, your eyes are glazed over. Are you still with me? Yes, just barely breathing. And your heart is so weakly beating. Now, I can't have you slipping away on me. Who knows? You might even end up in heaven with those uppity assholes. That's a fate worse than death. No, you're coming with me. You are far too much fun to be a one-night stand. So here, allow me to breathe some life back into you. There you go. Feel better now? Yes, the paralysis is gone as well, although I wouldn't try to run. Even after all of that, you still want to get away. You're going to be more entertaining than I thought. No, don't get up. I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. Just keep lying there while I lay on top of you. How does it feel to have my warm, smooth skin pressed against yours? Oh, your squirming is so cute. Go ahead. Keep tiring yourself out. It's easier to carry off unconscious prey. How naughty of you to scream like that. We've already disturbed the town so much already. Tsk, tsk. Come here. Shh, shh, shh. There. I saw you watching my tits bouncing up and down while I was riding you. They're so big and full, aren't they? Almost bursting out of my top before I let them out. I forgot to even mention them in our little biology lesson. I was so concentrated on my more acute aspects. Another part of our anatomy that works so well to distract you humans. What was that? It's so hard to hear when you have a mouthful of them. Was that a moan? How delicious. Oh, what's that poking my leg? Oh, your body betrays you again, prey. I was just going to smother you until you passed out, but teasing out another orgasm will work too. Although, if I let you out from between there, you'll just scream again now, won't you? Or moan. How about both then? Oh, more screaming? I'll take that as a yes. Can you feel that slithering over your leg? One of the few parts of us is accurate to your midst. A long and dexterous spaded tail. Perfect for wrapping around your cock. Just like that. Oh, so much moaning already. You're so sensitive right now, aren't you? Can you feel it? Rhythmically squeezing up and down your shaft. The spade on my tail, wrapping around your balls, squeezing them. I'm going to wring every last drop out of you tonight. Pumping up and down now, while I press your head even more tightly between my tits. I'll count down from three. And then I'll squeeze everything left out of you. Three. Two. One. There we go. Let everything out. Shh, shh, no more moans. Just relaxed. Shh. Let your body go limp. I'll hold you to me. Sleep. Sleep. Good. Still breathing this time. Sweet dreams, Prey. I'll take such good care of you.